Dammit. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Uh-huh. And yeah, let's get everything straight and organized out of the way early. It's playing, it's premiering on Friday, which is you tell me the details.
Yeah, so it's this Friday, March 4th. It's a special screening at the NFB Cinema, which is 1564 St. Denis. And there's two screenings, one at 9 o'clock and one at 10:30. And it's basically to launch the film. So this is the beginning of its, hopefully, a long and fruitful journey just before sending off the festivals and an opportunity for some distributors and the press and cast and crew to see the film on the big screens.
Very cool. How much are tickets for those who aren't?
$5. Five bucks.
Cheap at any price. Yes,
that's, I think, the cheapest going in Montreal right now. So
Definitely. So, yeah. Maudit soit le jour, cursed be the day. What the heck? Can you give me some details, some background on what it is, how it is, and so on?
Yeah, well, I actually, the film was shot about just over 4 years ago, and it's basically a film that I kind of decided that I had to make to break into, I guess, that step to feature filmmaking. So at the time, I just stopped working. I quit my job. I was working at Music Plus as a directing commercials there, and I took the line of credit out from the bank and basically decided to shoot the film. Yeah. So the film was initially shot with a budget of $10,000, and it was all friends who basically helped out, and that was the beginning of the journey. So I just wanted to get the film shot, and then it was years of trying to get financing, and then
it cost a little bit more than $10,000.
In the end, yeah, I mean, in the end, we were lucky because what happened last May, I finally got financing by SODEC post-production and CALC, Conseil des Arts et des Lettres du Québec, and that was the major thing to finish the post-production. So I didn't want to like finish the film and put it out on a DVD, or I just wanted to finish it for the big screen. So it's a film that's shot in Montreal, and Montreal is almost like a character in the film and plays a huge role. So I think it's going to be an interesting document for a lot of people, and the way Montreal can look on film as well. So
where'd you get the idea for the film?
I started writing the script in 2001, and when I was living in Trier, Germany.
Where in Germany?
In Trier, which is okay. At the time my girlfriend was studying there, and it was right after. Well, kind of funny story. I was working at the time in the film industry in Luxembourg as a third assistant director, and it was right after 9/11. So all the films in Europe were kind of canceled. All the film shoots. Producers were afraid of flying over, and investors were holding on to their money, and so I was basically unemployed, and. Just the idea of the film came. I was walking through Trier's kind of, it's a very old city in Germany. It's like, I think the oldest city in Germany, birthplace of Karl Marx, kind of famous place, but very kind of a tourist place. And I was walking through the old town, and there's this elderly man who was filming, or actually recording a water fountain with a video camera. And it was a kind of like a startling image, because it wasn't a particularly remarkable water fountain. It wasn't like a kind of sculpture or anything kind of architecturally interesting. It was kind of just a basic water fountain. And the man was in front of it for about, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes. And that was kind of the inception of the idea of the modern age and how it's influencing now even the older generation. So I had this idea of making a film about film with these ahistorical characters, and basically that film as a visual art is, I think, is there should all constantly be this sense of urgency, because it's kind of like an endangered species. So that was the kind of the premise, and that kind of like that laid out the initial concept, and that kind of created for me the aesthetic foundation of the film, how I would shoot it on film, use black and white photography, and have these two young characters who have this idea of making a film but don't know how, And not from a kind of technical or financial point of view, but from a kind of conceptual point of view of not knowing the importance of film in terms of history, but not knowing or not having the vision of where it's going. And then it was just a bombardment of a lot of ideas and characters I think that kind of represent 20th century history and, you know, Japanese rearmament and Cuban revolutionaries and Anglophones and Francophone cities. So yeah, it was kind of like a major collage of a lot of ideas.
Okay, that sounds actually very interesting. It's the sort of thing where I was thinking while you're saying, so I have no idea myself how to go about making film. I can remember being, I think, about 14 and trying to say, okay, I'm going to write a screenplay. So I wrote down Sam and I wrote, I don't know what he said, and then I wrote Sue and then what she said, and I think I got 3 pages in and realized, no, this isn't working. How does Maudit Soit le Jour make it from that idea? Then what are the steps? Yes, because it has been a whole 10-year process.
From the idea,
did you start writing it down? Did you start filming stuff? Did you call, I don't know, your mom, your girlfriend, and say, I got this idea, I got to get it out? What was next?
I think it was... It's a very good question because I still have that. I don't know if it's a problem, but I still have a similar approach. I think that a lot of people write scripts with the story in mind, and I really started writing scenes, and I kind of let the characters surface and create where they were going. So as far as a narrative structure, it doesn't kind of go from A to B. It's very atmospheric, and it's, again, that idea of these ahistorical people, they're in this kind of this space, which is cinema, that's not really going anywhere.
To interject slightly, in terms of, okay, you got these scenes. Yeah. You're writing down the scenes as sort of just straight text notes to yourself. This is how you want to describe it so you can remember it. Or are you doing it in straight to a script type of thing? Or that's, I'm looking at the logistics of getting it from that idea
one step
at a time.
Well, I had initial ideas of certain characters and then in certain situations. So I basically, it's almost, I mean, I really write from a point of view where maybe you're on the bus and you see something and it's very, it's a scene. Like you're observing something, the way someone says something to someone or someone behaves on the bus or, you know, in a hospital or in a cafeteria or whatever. And then you, from that scene, I kind of build a character. So some characters are more developed and other characters are less developed, but I guess everything is within the context. I don't know if that's a good way to work, but...
It's a way that works for you, so yeah, obviously it's
so,
a good way.
And I think that it's something that I think it's a collage approach. I think there's certain filmmakers that are very story driven, and I find what's lacking in cinema right now is this, it's too much centered on what, it's almost like the camera is following actors all the time, and that they're kind of commanding the space, and film as a photographic, as a visual art, it's losing a lot of its force, its power, because it's basically kind of babysitting actors. You know, the camera is not, and I really tried to do that in this film, especially because there's a lot of non-actors, and I just kind of tried to follow them and told them, this is your direction, this is what you're going to do, and they didn't really understand what was going on. And I think it was kind of balanced out that there's one very seasoned professional actor who doesn't have much dialogue in the film, an actor by the name of Jacques Lavallée, who's a very good, has a lot of experience in theater and whatnot, and he didn't have much dialogue, and that was kind of done on purpose, just he's a presence, and he kind of really balances out the film. So, I mean, I the film was, for me, mainly an opportunity to prove to myself that I can make a film. I think making films is a kind of problem you're trying to solve, and that's the way I kind of approach it.
Would you work off of sort of written text with your ideas? Would you be taking notes, or would you be working off of filmed notes? And then you talk about those scenes on the buses. is then would you suddenly start scribbling stuff down, or memorize it and sort of then, because I know that my memory is horrible, and so if I try and
I worked basically from a traditional script, so I mean it's kind of like, yeah, I mean I write in script form and basically with the dialogue, and you know, Bob says this to Jacques and whatnot, and I, you know, I think a script is basically, it's like a first draft, and the real writing, well, the second draft happens in the direction, and I think there's a difference between directing your own script and directing someone else's, because the major thing in filmmaking, from a director's point of view, is it is what's the point of view, and it's the selection of what the audience will see, and for me, I mean, different directors are different, but for me, the thing I think about the most is basically camera position and composition, and how are we seeing this character. And I think if you're an independent filmmaker and you're working with a lot of constraints, which are good, especially monetary ones, you don't have the option to shoot five or six different points of view or camera angles in a scene. You got to find the one, and I think that's where you develop your visual style, and that's, I think that's something I'm starting to establish, and I think I have with this film, and that's the major accomplishment I feel for myself, that to break in with a visual style, and the stories will come, you know.
Cool. Which one? 7:21. Ariel has not just arrived. She's come in and she's going to be joining us soon. But yeah, we have a couple of commercials to do. We have some bills to pay. We will be back momentarily. And we've returned. My name is Zeke. I'm here with Ariel. This is the Wednesday morning after on CKUT 90.3 FM. Those were the dulcet tones of the William Parker Organ Quartet in the background. They're playing Uncle Joe's Spirit House. It's, 7:23 and thereabouts? Wednesday, I think today is March 2nd. Okay. And we are in the middle of a discussion with Emmett Walsh about Maudit Soit le Jour. It's also Cursed Be the Day, which is having its world premiere on Friday at the NFB. Emmett, you remind me about the times, the prices, the addresses, and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's this Friday, 9:00, once the first screening, and 10:30, and it's you can get tickets, $5 at the door at Leica on Saint Laurent, 4040 Saint Laurent, if you want to buy them beforehand. So this is Friday.
Always a good idea to buy your tickets in advance, because it's then you know that you're going to be able to get it, as opposed to being shut out because there are a limited number of seats. Ariel, before, you had a question.
I did, sort of. I was wondering, it seemed interesting to me that you were, when you were talking about kind of the actors being sort of confused, do you think that creating, and you're working on film, you're doing a lot of things that are making life in some ways more difficult for you, do you think that that in some ways you're creating obstacles to kind of let creativity flourish?
Yeah, well, I think depending on what medium you're working in, I mean, for me, it wasn't any. I mean, I started shooting film. I did my undergraduate at Concordia, and I was lucky that we were there. We were shooting on 16mm and actually editing film on Steenbecks, and I think that was my first contact. I kind of came to film quite late in my early 20s, so I wasn't like a cinephile or a film movie buff when I was young, and I think working with constraints, for me anyways, it's necessary, and that is the kind of structure, and I think there's a lot of things about, for me, I understand the technique of photography. That's what I learned, and you know, there's new opportunities and possibilities with digital cinema and new digital formats, but I actually like the kind of nervousness of shooting film, and actually shooting film even without a video assist, and you have to wait to see your image, and I think that kind of creates an edge, and for the director especially, but also for the actors, that you know, when you're on, you got to be on. So I think shooting too much footage, or where that's not an issue, it can be a problem, and then the film is made in the editing room and not at the directing stage. So
are there any specific, because I've been recently fascinated with Frederick Wiseman,
Yeah, yeah.
And then also just got this book by Peter, where Peter Bogdanovich is talking to Orson Welles, and I'm just trying to find out, okay, when am I going to be able to sit down and actually start to read this, because it sounds or it looks like I'm going to have to only read it and not do anything else. But are there any particular filmmakers' films that sort of twigged you on onto this way of making a film, and then also that twigged you into just making films?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think, again, I think the major things you look at directors you respect and that you admire, and obviously for me, a major influence is Jean-Luc Godard. And one of the reasons is I think he really tried to say everything he could through that medium, and he didn't limit. So he's a kind of mentor for me in that respect. And other directors, Bresson, Robert Bresson, for me is again a painter working in film, so coming to film. And I mean, I think his books, notes on cinema, on the Note pour le Cinematographe, is basically a kind of Bible where he sets out his constraints.
What's this? Because I haven't heard of him.
It's Bresson is a French filmmaker who started making films, and his first film I think in the 30s, but kind of came to prominence in the 50s, and adapted two books from Bernanos, so Diary of a Country Priest, Mouchette, Au hasard, Balthazar, another film in the 60s. He made films basically, I think his last film was L'Argent in 83, but he was basically a very independent individual, and he kind of established his aesthetic and never drifted away from it. So, you know, he shot a certain way, you worked with non-actors, and he was, I think, predominantly a 50 millimeter lens. So again, for me, that's someone who's coming to film and who almost has a stoic approach, and it's like, these are my constraints, and through these constraints I'm going to find my expression. And I find that very I don't work to that extreme, but the kind of like in an off-sided way to answer your question, it's I think constraints are necessary for me at least, and I think that's a very good example in Bresson and looking at his work.
So your movie is obviously, like you said, very inspired by new wave filmmakers. What do you think is what do you think they have to say about film today? Since the way they worked with film and the medium that they, in some ways, film technology was so different. The kind of what they were responding to culturally was so different.
Again, I think the major new wave, Nouvelle Vague influence is the way I shot the film, and I think my budget was the major thing. Is that I had to use Montreal as a location, like a lot of great films from the Nouvelle Vague in France, where Paris is a major player in the films, and also shooting on the streets, not being able to shoot or use a direct dialogue, so the film is mostly dubbed. So I recorded a guide track and then brought the cast in, and they dubbed their own dialogue. These are things that when it's not a big production, you can't shut down streets, you can't have tons of ADs blocking traffic, and you can't shut down a city. And one of the things I learned working as a third assistant director is that I didn't want to be making films where there's this major interference with what's going on. You know, it's like, yeah. It gets kind of absurd where you have like, you know, two streets lined with star suites. So at the, you know, it's like a circus. And I kind of like working with small crews, and it's been necessary because of money, but also people who can multitask. And then it, you know, I think the energy is important. People feel involved, and there's a lot of people standing around on major film sets, you know.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, and you know, because I don't know, a lot of films made today, it's producers and investors, and you know, film the cost of film is not a major player, so they want to make sure that their star is shot in every possible angle, and it's almost filmmaking by committee, you know. So I don't know. I don't find that very interesting. And no. It's the studio system.
Within the framework of how you made the film and stuff like that, and sort of saying that there's certain constraints and so on, these are what I'm working with, what would you think were beyond those? What was the biggest obstacle to getting the film done?
The biggest obstacle was just having people who'd never worked on a film before, whether they were actors or people on the crew, and to just basically commit and not walk away. Again, I mean, all the money went into production, so everyone like worked for free, basically. It was like a kind of like they were there because they wanted to make this film, and it was an opportunity for a lot of people to have that experience that maybe they wouldn't get otherwise. But at the same time, when you don't have unions in place or contracts, people could walk any moment. So that was kind of, but I wasn't worried about that, but that was the reality of the shoot, is that it could have been a disaster. And the thing is basically I only shot 5 hours for the entire film.
How long is the film itself now?
70 minutes.
Holy smokes.
So I had to work fast. We shot it in 13 days, and multiple locations, shot in the countryside, in Montreal. I think there's like 21 actors in the film, but yeah, it was a learning experience for everyone, and it was a very, very tight, and we were very close on the set. Everyone was really involved and felt good about the project, and it took a long time to finish. So I guess that's very satisfying, and I think now people are pretty happy that, you know, we were able to get the film finished and get it finished professionally. So,
did you have Ariel? Actually, okay.
Not off the top of my head. Sorry.
No problem. There it's.
I am curious. So, what was that large film where you were third director that you?
Oh, I've done a few. I mean, I worked in Montreal on The Mummy 3 as a third assistant director, and I actually started working in film in Luxembourg in the late 90s when they started. But I mean, they were kind of like straight to video films, and actually that was like a really good experience, and you know, worked with some really cool actors like Rutger Hauer, my first film, and Patrick Swayze, the last one I did, really cool guy, the late Patrick Swayze, and the crews were great. It kind of reminded me of the Truffaut film Day for Night, where it's about making a movie, because the crews in Luxembourg were very international. So you had like the lighting crew were from Holland, and the grips were from Belgium, and you know, the ADs often from England. And I have an Irish passport. My folks are from Dublin, so they could hire me, and I was kind of like a good fit because I speak English and French and German, and I'm from North America. So a lot of the actors would be there, and I'd be kind of like, I don't know, a kind of liaison between the European way and how Americans work. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, the movies we made weren't anything great, but it was that's kind of where I got a lot of experience and training, and to understand, to make a film, you have to understand the logistics and the roles. It's basically like I don't know, going to war. Kind of in a more ideal setting.
So what's next?
Well, I'm currently doing a master's at University of Montreal. I'm doing a master's in film studies with in a creative master's. So I'm working on a script, a very personal script, and again, I wanted to do it in a kind of research context, because I'm kind of exploring different possibilities and different approaches to narrative. So that's the major thing. I submitted another feature film this year to SODEC, but it wasn't accepted. So just to continue writing, and the major challenge is to find financing. And I hope, you know, there's some interest in the film, and it's a challenging film, Maudit Soit le Jour, and But I definitely think it has merit in the sense of that it's trying to do it's dealing with cinema and dealing with a lot of the problems with cinema, and I kind of have that approach. It's like filmmaking is a problem, and it investigating in the medium. So hopefully, you know, we'll find a distributor or get a deal on TV, or we'll see, you know, but just to continue.
You get the jet set around the world going to festivals.
Yeah, you know,
that wouldn't be bad.
It's got it definitely has an audience out there, and Friday's the beginning. It's to try and find an audience for this type of film. And so that's why you make films, is it's for the audience in the end, I think, is so people watch it.
One last time, when, where, how much?
Friday night. So this Friday at the NFB, 1564 Saint-Denis. The first screening's at 9 o'clock, and the second one's at 10:30 p.m. And you can buy tickets at Leica, 4040 Saint-Laurent beforehand, or the night of at the door. And tickets are $5.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Emmett Walsh, who is, you know, besides director, screenwriter, writer, how many other hats did you have on the film?
On this film, writer, director, producer, director of photography, and editor. Those are the major ones. Yes.
just a couple.
Yeah.
Of Maudit Soit le Jour, Cursed Be the Day. Thank you very, very much for coming in. Thank you very, very much for waking up so early.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's no problem.
Good training. Uh-huh. It's like being on set. So.
look forward to seeing the film on Friday.